Charlie and a few of their friends. Chug a couple beers and talk politics. It's better with your two beers in.
Woo! Who's drunk at 7:30 on a Monday? Me.
The show got a little harder when they moved us up to 7:30.
I know. I was like, oh, man, that's fine.
Welcome to Two Beers In. How's everybody doing tonight?
Is Anthony Scaramucci in the audience tonight?
He's come directly here.
He just was like, I'm so sad. I'm going to go get drunk and watch a comedy show.
My name is Charlie Todd.
And I'm Cody Lindquist.
And we're the hosts of Two Beers In. We're a married couple
who
likes beer and we like politics.
Yeah, and I didn't take your last name.
That's right. I feel like people figured that out without you explaining it.
Because feminism.
This is the show where we get a bunch of comedians and journalists together to drink a couple of beers and talk politics. We just finished chugging our two beers and are a little tipsy right now.
A little tipsy.
Might have a little bit of a third beer momentarily.
Do you have any footnotes before we bring our panel out? Anything
no, the
about?
Only footnote is we do the show every month here at UCB Theater East Village. So we have another show towards the end of September, short end of August.
Yeah, and if you're here right now, you can like and subscribe to our podcast.
Because we record this and we put it out. On the internet. And we record other episodes in between our shows.
We do. So, you know, just like go tomorrow and listen to it again or tell your friends about it and come back next month and we're drunk. Okay.
All right. So let's introduce our panel. We have a fantastic panel tonight.
Yeah, we're very excited. Okay. So ready for our panel. Up first, we have an amazing journalist and host of Matter of Fact TV, Soledad O'Brien.
Up next, we have an amazing TV producer. He's been responsible for things like Portlandia. This film has not yet been rated. And many, many more things. Everything that CISO did. Give it up for Evan Shapiro!
And finally, he's a superstar writer for The President Show, amongst other things, John Reynolds! I know. Every single time, I'm like, how do we remember credits and names when we're drunk? But we do it. We do it. I have my phone up here right now, guys, because news is just breaking at a lightning pace.
News is breaking real fast today.
I feel like every single time we do a show now, I'm like, well, that's outdated. And we put it out the next morning. So, you know, if anything happens, I'll let you know.
I was in the News Corp building where Fox News is when the Scaramucci news was released.
Someone's
unrelated.
Bragging.
I might be doing a job with Fox Sports, and that's why I was in the building. But anyway, it was like pretty cool to be in the belly of the beast when all of a sudden...
What did they do? What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
I was in a conference room on a non-Fox News floor, so it wasn't that interesting, I guess, but it just felt cool. But
I got a text from you that was like, the mooch, he's gone. I
everyone's reaction, who I was with, who were, again, not Fox News people, just people who wanted to produce a video for Fox Sports, but just the reaction to getting that news, and you guys probably felt the same, it was just laughter. Like, it was just... Oh, that's funny. Like, I felt nothing other than, like, hilarious.
Was anyone here invested in the mooch? Like, just really?
I was invested in for my job.
Oh,
so John writes for The President Show, and if you don't watch The President Show, friend of our show, Anthony Tamanik, he did his Trump impression here, like, 18 months ago.
I mean, we just had, he's friend of the show. He's been on a bunch.
Yeah, but he does an incredible Trump. It's more than an impression.
He lives as
Trump, and it's amazing satire, and John's a writer for that. But you guys had Mario Cantone on as the mooch.
Yes.
And he the only so
and guys, how much by a round of applause, who watches The President Show?
Woo-hoo. Nice.
We need to have more people.
That's representative.
Yeah.
But you know
probably,
what? They all learned probably. About it tonight and they're gonna watch it from now on.
Well, we got a big bump from having Mario on the show and he killed it. And we have this intercom system in the offices where they basically announce you know, so-and-so come down to the this and the so-and-so come down to that for whatever your meeting is. And they came on at whatever hour that was and they went, the mooch is looch. And no one understood what that was. Someone was making a joke.
It was a bad joke.
Turned out to be, yeah.
Wow, who's the writer that wrote that joke?
It was Anthony.
Fired.
It was Anthony.
Oh, shit. Anthony.
So it's hysterical.
Actually, I love it. I love a pun.
Yeah.
But right after the mooch is loose got... trending Mario almost immediately after, the whole internet was like, well, what about Mario? What's going to happen to him?
Yeah,
you should keep him on.
I'm going to give you guys a little history lesson. You guys know Lenny Bruce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same seven people.
But who you
left.
Don't know is a guy named Von Meter. Does anyone know Von Meter?
Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
One person reluctantly says sure.
Some millennial that just looked him up on her iPhone. I know he is. Wikipedia.
You win the comedy prize.
At the time of Lenny Bruce, Von Meter was a comedian who was known for his impressions of the entire Kennedy family. And he was super, super famous at the time. And Kennedy was shot, as we all know. And Lenny Bruce
what?
Had a...
Too
yes.
soon.
Oh, guys. Yes, it happened. They announced it on the intercom at the President's show. And Lenny Bruce had a show that night. And he got on... They were wondering if he was going to quit, you know, like cancel that date because the President of the United States had been assassinated. He did the show. He got up there and his first... line was, boy, is Von Meter fucked. And that's how I felt about Mario Cantone. I love a joke that has a footnote that goes longer than
I
the joke.
I also just... You just described Anthony Scaramucci getting fired as the same as Kennedy getting shot. And
it
it's
is
really
to
the
me.
Same.
But well, it's so, it is to Mario, anyway.
It's just, it is to Mario, maybe.
It's just
maybe.
Made me laugh with how fast things go and how crazy people go on Twitter. Just like, everybody was talking last week, like, who's going to play Scaramucci on Saturday Night Live? A show that's like, you know, has its premiere in 6 weeks. Like,
right, yeah,
know,
yeah.
It's basically a fruit fly life cycle, right? It's like, yeah. He gets tired. Oh my gosh, he's getting divorced. Look, he had a baby. Da-da-da. Oh, that email. Oh, he called Ryan Lizza. Shouldn't have done that. Oh, he's now resigned. And he's out. And you're like, his, wait, what?
His
what?
Wife, like, went to the hospital, gave birth, and
there
left in the same amount of time he was, like, Trump's press secretary.
Six storylines.
Communications director.
Right?
We had many great jokes about him getting divorced that were coming, and the he missed his baby being born. That's amazing comedy fodder.
Yeah, remember, like, just a week ago, we were talking about, remember Pickle?
I remember Pickle. It's a shame that kid died.
Ooh.
Does nobody know who Pickle is? Or
Pickle.
It
was the 9-year-old kid. Sarah Huckabee wrote his letter. My name is Dylan, but everybody calls me Pickle. Like, that was comedy gold for 6 seconds.
Right. And then they
poor
fired
kid.
Him.
They everybody
fired.
In his they in his neighborhood.
I should have said he got fired, not died. I took it too far. I apologize to Pickle and his family and to everyone who's ever met Pickle.
Who never existed in the first place.
So Sarah Huckabee Sanders claimed that they fired the Mooch for the interview with Ryan Lizza in The New Yorker, his expletive-filled interview.
That was 4 days ago.
Right.
That was half the life cycle of his entire tenure before his job officially started, because
right,
it doesn't start till August.
Yeah, right, yes.
Yeah.
So carry
August
on. 15th
sorry.
Is sorry
his
for
start
interrupting.
That's,
yeah, yeah.
I just
wait,
found
that's
that
when
out.
He was supposed to...
Like
he never
ago.
Started?
Yeah. No, he hasn't.
No,
did
his
get
official
his health
date
insurance?
Is August 15th.
Because Sean Spicer is still technically working through August.
Is Sean there working?
Yes.
He was in the White House.
Is Sean going to stay? Because his whole reason for leaving was because the Mooch was coming.
There is rumor.
Yeah, could be.
No, Sarah Huckabee Sanders already has his like mini fridge in her office.
Well, I'm surprised
full of
you didn't
Diet
run
Pepsis.
Into him at Fox because he was interviewing there yesterday and CBS and NBC.
Spicer's been taking interviews to be a commentator.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
He's got his CV all brushed up and ready to go.
Will the Mooch wind up on like a Fox Business at 3 p.m.?
Absolutely.
Where's Reince going to end up?
Oh yeah, we're not even talking about the other person that got fired.
Yeah, like everyone forgot him. He's got the greatest name of them all.
Reince is going to play the neighbor on Blackish.
Also, can you imagine giving birth to a child and being like, "Yes, your name is Reince Priebus. You must have
because we
big
all name our children as they're
child.
Coming out of the vagina."
Hey,
that's
have
what
you
we
given
did.
Birth?
Your
only
name.
Two people on this stage have given birth. So until you have, don't comment on when you name a child.
Damn.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's right. I said it. Women give birth and men don't. I don't care if you have kids.
Somebody's got to tell it like it is. That's the way it works.
Tell it like it is. I am the only one that gave birth to our child.
But how can you... How can you talk about moving on somebody like a bitch and grabbing him by the pussy and be offended by anything, by sucking your own cock?
This is Kelly, right? This is, what's his fuck? The new chief of staff.
Kelly.
It's his doing, right?
The condition that I heard The on condition
Twitter,
was
that right, you heard on Twitter.
That I heard on Twitter, which I heard with my eyes on Twitter, was that Kelly said, "Look, you have to work for me," and the mooch said, "No fucking way."
And oh, the mooch.
By the way, that's my mooch impersonator.
The mooch resigned as a result of that? No.
That's.
Here's what I think. I think Kelly said, "We can't work with this psychopath Wall Street dude from the '80s."
Who's gonna play everyone in this Lifetime movie?
Who's going to play...
Well, obviously Mario Cantone will play Scaramucci, but who's playing Kelly? Who's playing... I mean, I don't know. It's just a mystery. Are they going to find a way to have someone from 90210
well,
play
imagine,
someone?
Imagine if this guy... Imagine if President Trump...
Still hard to say and hear.
Still hard. It's only been 6 fucking months. Imagine if he lasts 4 years. But just for a second... Play it out. It's a hypothetical. The number of human beings he's going to have to go through just to staff up between now and then.
Why do people think he's not going to last 4 years? Truly.
I do believe he
question.
Will.
Well,
Has someone stepped forward
to challenge something that I have missed on television? Like, at what point? Has someone been like, you know what, every single time, instead of saying, we're disappointed...
All right, well, so you're an expert.
Right, so
you're
who,
an expert.
What?
There has been, in the last couple of days, a bunch of Republicans saying if he fires Mueller, it will be the beginning of the end. I mean, several Republicans have come out and said those words. Do you think he can resist firing Mueller? And B, if he does fire Mueller... Is that the beginning of the end?
Mueller.
Anyone?
I've heard a
Ferris
lot
Mueller's
of calls
Day Off reference,
of a beginning
kids.
Of an end, like a lot.
Not from Republicans, though. Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham has called a lot of things.
Gone with the Wind reference.
And yes, we have ratcheted up from I'm disappointed. Then we moved into I'm concerned. And now we're at, well,
we're only at 6 months.
You better not. Right. So that gets you, that's right.
So
that's
Soledad, do you think that there is a red line for the Republicans? Do you think that there is something? I mean, they've indicated maybe.
We had a guest on our show the other day who was a Republican congressman. We have good bipartisanship on the show. And I said to him after the cameras were rolling, I said, so what's going to be the thing? He said, my constituents, when they go, I go. That's it. Period.
So when
Full
the people
stop.
In these extremely gerrymandered Republican districts so, finally get upset,
but by
is
the
when
which
happen.
Makes perfect sense. If his constituents who are keeping him in office feel like this is the candidate that they prefer, then that's what he's going
to
do.
Well, so if you go back in time, which I have the ability to do, and you.
By the way,
you
thanks
said
for
that
being
so
here.
Seriously,
thank you.
You could literally be
I'm
anywhere
from the future.
Tonight.
Yeah, I know.
What year is that shirt from?
Ooh.
I'm just saying what they were all thinking.
Just everyone who's listening to this podcast, Evan is wearing a shirt, like it's a multicolored
it's
shirt.
It's very
with, like,
similar
flowers.
To John's shirt.
Only way more interesting.
It's flowers and glitter.
My
and there's
shirt,
like,
podcast listeners, by the is way, of the time.
What time? 1972?
Oh, let's not
in
us with, fight.
Guys,
in
Wisconsin, seems like the
like
White
the
House
Trump
right now. This seems
my wife
like the
bought
White
this
House.
Shirt. She's sitting right there. She'll kick your ass.
You,
for God's sake,
are you
I'm sorry.
Offending his wife? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know the history of the shirt.
Would you want to come up, ma'am? Would you like to come up and take a...
She will kick your ass.
She's given birth out of her vagina. She
that's
is welcome.
All right.
She actually has never given birth out of her vagina, but that's besides the point.
That's okay. She's a mom. Moms are always
here, apparently. So the... Wait, I was going to make a
time travel.
Really,
time
really
travel.
Relevant point.
It was the
so in 1972, the Watergate plumbers break in, and it takes 18 months basically for that to play out. And it was the midterms that really broke
right.
the back.
If you,
the
if
back
you talk
of
to the lawyers for Watergate,
they walked in.
They'll
and
tell
said,
you
we're going to lose House seats.
Right?
Don't you think that'll be? I mean, right now there are 17 bajillion Democrats running for House seats. Compared to whatever
well,
number.
The Democrats are struggling at this moment, right? Yeah. They're not so organized, number one. Number two, listen, if you talk to lawyers who were helping litigate
Watergate, I try not to talk to
lawyers. They will tell you that actually, you know, we have this memory of like, Watergate happened, then people rallied together, and the American people said, this will not stand.
Not at all.
No one moved forward until they had to. Same thing, right? And that's what the lawyers...
But it was the midterms that really was the straw that broke the Nixon's back, that Goldwater and whatever other old white guy was with him at the time walked into the White House and said, look, we can't, you've lost Congress.
So you've got a couple of issues, though. One, which is going to be Trump's poll numbers. Now they're going down. The Rasmussen poll, which is a conservative poll, shows him going below 40%, which is for the first time. That's kind of a big deal.
The fact that he's above 5% is astonishing.
But exactly my point. Yeah. Right? Exactly the point. So you have a number of people who are going to be supporters who will not abandon their congressman, who will say, more power to you, get in there and fight for it. And these are not, I mean, I know we have this vision that like there's this whole swath of the country that we never, those people in Pennsylvania and Ohio who we just never hear from, but those voters are actually in many parts of New York State, not so far from here.
Staten Island.
And those are Trump voters.
Peter King, isn't that his name?
Yeah, so
that
they're
asshole,
they're,
he's in Long Island. I mean, it's not far from our bubble here.
They're not abandoning Donald Trump. So I think the answer is exactly right. They're not abandoning.
They voted for Donald Trump because they don't like politicians and they don't like Washington and they wanted someone to shake things up. And all they see in this cycle of news is someone shaking things up. For better or worse, he's causing a stir, he's causing a ruckus. Isn't that what I wanted? I wanted someone to cause a stir and cause a ruckus and shake, you know?
And to a certain extent, like him leaving office will cancel the single greatest reality television show of all time. You know,
I'll see you in the boardroom.
Subscriptions to New York Times, through the roof. Subscriptions to the dead Washington Post, through the roof. MSNBC ratings, through the roof. CNN's rating, through the roof. The only place being hurt right now is actually Fox News, and then a little bit of that is self-inflicted dick pain. So
I thought, honestly, I just was like, if Hillary got elected, I would be at the beach. I would be checked out.
No, that's the thing. The best thing that ever happened.
That I can't be checked out right now.
The best thing that ever happened.
How dare you make me come in and do this fucking show? Guys, my life is so hard.
I want to check this out with you as well. The best thing that ever happened to Hillary Clinton was not being elected president of the United States. Like, we would have been in Benghazi hearing hell right now if she had won and the Republicans controlled.
It would have been bad for her personally being president, do you think?
What would we have had instead of marches in the street? That's what I wonder
about. We would have had another Whitewater thing. We would have had another investigation about nothing in Congress.
I just feel like not right now, though. This is the time, like 6 months after a president is elected is the time that everyone is like, checked out. It's summer. They're not paying attention.
Hillary,
and this fucking dick
Hillary
is making
is
us
a
pay
special
attention,
kind
and I can't
of,
stand it.
Hillary is a special kind of person that the Republicans just target. And you know, Trey Gowdy would have had exactly. Trey Gowdy would have been full on hard on in the Congress for like now. He would be out there. Like,
I think
she's with that still bad haircut, doing investigations.
Leslie Graham would have been all up in her biz.
I think she would still prefer to be president, even with.
No, I'm not saying.
I agree.
I'm not saying she wouldn't prefer to be president.
I agree. I agree that in that alternate timeline, we would be sitting here doing this show, bitching about the crazy witch hunt that's happening. All the ways they would be investigating her.
Guys. So, do you guys think that General Kelly is going to be able to quell the chaos at the White House?
Well, I was just going to wrap that back as well, Cody.
Thank you, John.
Because I think it's interesting. Scaramucci has to be a Trump thumbs up. He wanted him, loves him. And for him to get rid of him after 10 days, is this a sign that he can be quelled? Because it had
Trump,
to be somebody.
Trump.
Trump can be quelled, yeah. Because Kelly must have said something to him, and he went, all right, you're right. That's it. Because it is, no matter how you look at it, it's an embarrassment that he's been there 10 days and he's gone.
Well, why did? Isn't the reason Reince is gone because Scaramucci wanted him out?
Right, yeah. That's so bizarre.
I think it's just a sign that he is certifiably a narcissistic personality disorder with schizophrenic
who listens to the last person
Correct.
Who whispered
that's exactly
in his ear.
Right. He's
that,
fucking
somebody
insane.
Said that long or, ago, and everything you see since the beginning has always been, it's the last whisperer.
Yeah.
That's
or
all it is.
There's a number of people who've said this can't work, right? That it's not just
between. But then that begs the question: who are those people? Who does he listen to? He listens to Ivanka a little bit. She probably listens to her the most, and he still didn't listen to her a lot. The transgender.
Well, I think you're buying into the leaks that Ivanka is a moderate force in his life, and I think obviously. They're leaking that themselves.
And I'm not sure there was necessarily a conversation before that, right? I mean, I think if there's a difference between a bunch of people coming to you and saying, listen, look at this thing. This is not okay, right. Including Steve Bannon himself, whose gymnastics were described in great depth in a recent New Yorker article that I read that
yeah,
was
so
eye-opening.
Do you guys think that he can S his own D? Do you guys think that? Is that
I'm
a
passing on that
news,
question
or?
Altogether. Passing. Hard pass.
You have a son. Somewhere. You have a son, yes.
No, we are not having this guy.
You have a son.
Nope.
Do not bring
around,
my son into this.
Who ran around naked on the playground.
Evan, bring it up the backstage.
Wow.
You know, if you don't think your son's going to try to S his own D.
I think we all know that Scaramucci was...
You
it was
are in
end
denial.
Of podcast. End of podcast.
It was metaphorical, you know, self fellatio that was being described,
was
right?
But it was hypothetical.
But that's not a fair. That's not a fair criticism because what dude hasn't tried to suck his own dick?
Sure.
Sidebar.
No dude.
Well, in my waiting tables days years ago, I waited on Ron Jeremy, and the whole time I thought he can S his own D.
Why won't you say suck his own dick?
Because this is a podcast.
We can't get an explicit
rating. You have standards.
No one is able to cuss on any podcast ever. You guys haven't heard
You know
that?
How
it's
the internet is.
Every podcast.
I think it's better to say S is own D. It sounds more classy.
The point that I'm trying to make is that what Scaramucci is trying to say is that he's a self-promoter and that he's trying to fillet himself and promote himself. But Bannon doesn't even speak. Right? I mean, Scaramucci's the one that's like...
He speaks through Trump.
Sure, but...
He just,
I don't
speaks
know, just,
through Trump.
Maybe
it
his
just
mouth
doesn't
is
even
full
strike
of his
me
own
as accurate.
Semen.
It doesn't
Who
strike
knows?
Me as,
Maybe they all S their own D's.
It doesn't strike me as accurate criticism, for what it's worth.
She's just in love.
Bannon's a lot of things, but he doesn't appear to be a self-promoter. I've never seen him talk.
No, and in fact, he is, if anything, you know, the quintessential behind the scenes man behind
exactly.
the curtain.
The guy
thing.
That's jerking off with his hand, not with his mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Behind the scenes.
Oh,
just
Charlie.
Like the Wizard of
Wait.
Oz.
So you can't say dick, but he can say jerking off.
I say so dick confused. Plenty. I was just being polite and sweet.
You did.
I'm just kidding. I'm a disgusting human.
Hey guys, this is Sophie. I'm the producer for Two Beers In. President Trump fired us. No, not really. But we did have some technical difficulties while recording this episode, so sadly I have to cut it short here. You know what? I think Donald Trump has something to do with it. I'll get around to figuring out how, but I know this was his fault. On the bright side, we do have another awesome live show of Two Beers In happening on August 28th at UCB East in the East Village, so please come on out to that. It's going to be really fun. Who knows what will happen between now and then. And as always, we want to thank our friends at the Bronx Brewery, the official house beer of the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. We're very sorry to cut the episode short, but thank you guys for listening and vote in midterm elections.
Cody and Charlie and a few of their friends chug a couple beers and talk politics. It's better when you do beers in.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.